Hi, Lloyd. A little slow tonight, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Mr. Torrance. What'll it be?
I'm awfully glad you asked me that, Lloyd. Because I just happen to have 220s and 210s right here in my wallet. I was afraid they were going to be there till next April. So here's what. You slip me a bottle of bourbon, a little glass, and some ice. You can do that, can't you, Lloyd? You're not too busy, are you?
No, sir. Not busy at all.
Good man. You set him up and I'll knock him back, Lloyd. One by one.
Welcome to Bourbon and Branch. Today I'll be reviewing one of the many fine selections inspired by the father of the Bottled and Bond Act of 1897, none other than E.H. Taylor Single Barrel Kentucky Straight Bourbon. Taylor was a grandnephew of the 12th President of the United States, Zachary Taylor, and a contemporary of bourbon legends Dr. James C. Crow, Oscar Pepper, and W.F. Bond. He was a historic figure in the heritage of Kentucky's finest spirit, and the man behind the distillery that would go on to become Buffalo Trace. E.H. Taylor Single Barrel was aged exclusively in Buffalo Trace's Warehouse C for 7 years and has the 1-2 punch of being bottled in bond and single barrel. I can't wait to try this boozy snack named after such a legend in the world of bourbon, who would surely be on the Mount Rushmore of bourbon if there were such a thing. So let's do this. Cheers, everyone.
Delicious bourbon, brownest of the brown liquors. So tempting. What's that? You want me to drink you, but I'm in the middle of a trial. Excuse me. Hello, David. I'm really tempted.
Just take it one day at a time and know that I love you.
I love you too, man.
As mentioned, E.H. Taylor Single Barrel Bottled and Bond is aged for 7 years at the Buffalo Trace Distillery. It's 100 proof and uses the mash bill number 1, which contains less than 10% rye, so it should make for a less spicier bourbon as opposed to the high rye varieties. For this review, I have poured the boozy snack into a Glencairn glass, let it stand for 5 minutes, and will sample it neat. In the glass, it has a rich auburn color, perfect for the fall season and very reminiscent of maple syrup. On the nose, I immediately get dark fruit to start, most prominently cherry, fig, with a slight hint of... As the aromas linger, I start to pick up a bit of buttered popcorn, followed with some oak and pepper. It's not overly complex on the nose, but it has a nice mix of aromas that come across as a natural and classic bourbon, which leads me to believe it will be a tasty, boozy snack. So let's take a taste of it. Okay, on the palate, I immediately get the sweet corn and dark fruit notes that were apparent on the nose. It follows up with a bit of peppery spice, but it's not an overpowering heat, more like a nice warm baking spice sensation that has a nice lingering combination of what I'd say is citrus and butterscotch. It's got a medium finish with a lot of cinnamon and oaky notes. And it goes down warm but doesn't burn. A nice bourbon from start to finish. E.H. Taylor Single Barrel is a damn tasty boozy snack. And on that note, deserves a grade.
Marge, could you give me another beer, please?
In a second, Homer. Lisa has some good news.
He doesn't care, Mom.
Sure I do. I just want to have a beer while I'm caring. Marge?
Homer. Go ahead, Lisa.
Well, okay. I got an A on my vocabulary test.
What? You did? Well, that's just... Oh, what a glorious day. Lisa, hand me your paper. I'm just going to take this over to the refrigerator and... Well, as long as I'm here, I might as well kill two birds with one stone.
That's a big idea. You covered up my paper.
Look at those funny little whiskers. Ooh, that reminds me. It's Big Gorilla Week on Million Dollar Movie. Come on, boy.
I know, Dad. I should really...
E.H. Taylor packs a lot of flavor without being overly spicy. If you're a fan of bourbons with a little more sweet and a little less heat, you'll enjoy this boozy snack. So on that note... I'm giving it a solid B. It's got some rich flavors and drinks really smooth and tasty from front to back. A little heat creeps in on the finish, which adds a nice touch to the overall sipping experience. The only thing I'd really ding this bourbon for is that the complexity isn't on par with a lot of other bourbons that I've sampled from the Buffalo Trace line. I'd say it's a bit of a three-hit wonder. Dark fruit, butterscotch, pepper. It's not a bad thing, mind you, because all those flavors are really tasty and smooth. If you buy it, you'll be at about $50 to $75 depending on where you live. It's not overly rare, but not as readily available as the E.H. Taylor Small Batch, which you kind of find pretty common amongst most liquor stores. So for that reason, I'd say if you're a collector and enjoy E.H. Taylor, then definitely buy it. But if you're just sitting at the bar and looking for a tasty high-end bourbon to sample, then ask the barkeep to pour you two fingers and enjoy. Cheers, everyone.
Turn off the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over, and tomorrow and next year starts the same old thing again.
Yeah. Hey. Right. We got it.
To finish this episode up, I'd like to give a huge Bourbon & Branch shout-out to my fellow bourbon and cigar brothers, Tony and Jason, over at the Vice Lounge Online podcast. These fine gentlemen know their boozy snacks, cigars, and gambling, and have always been a positive influence when it comes to enjoying Kentucky's finest spirit. You can find the Vice Lounge Online podcast on all the major platforms, and I highly recommend subscribing and listening to their fun and informative take on the vices we all enjoy. Also, I'm looking for boozy snack MVPs that want to support the podcast with a monthly contribution that will help keep the boozy snack research going. Boozy snack MVPs will be privy to mini bottle challenge rewards and other swag, plus recognition in the Bourbon & Branch Boozy Snack Hall of Fame. Just visit anchor.fm/bourbonandbranch and learn how to become a boozy snack MVP. Finally, always remember that there is no wrong way to drink bourbon, as long as it's with friends and family sharing laughs, stories, and pours. Cheers.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.